Well, hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. Now, is there anything in the world that makes you really angry? You know, there are many things that we can do to improve the world in which we live. The question is, how will we use our voices and lives to change the world around us? The title of today's lesson is Annie Lennox, A Lasting Voice. So she's not only a singer. Today we're going to learn what Annie Lennox is doing to help with human rights in our first section that is called Cause. That's right, Cause. And here's a question for you. Lennox feels like she doesn't fit into what crowd? Lennox feels like she doesn't fit into what crowd? I know you're going to find the answer very soon. Let's get started.
Annie Lennox, A Lasting Voice. Cause. Annie Lennox's career took another turn when she accepted an invitation from Nelson Mandela to visit South Africa in 2003. She was a guest of 46664, Mandela's HIV/AIDS Foundation, and saw the ugly reality of the disease. Since that time, Lennox has worked to raise awareness, especially regarding the high number of female victims. It's not only about a medical issue, it's about human rights, gender and social justice, and behavioral practices, she says.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 awareness 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 aware, 察觉这个动词，所以 awareness 是指意识或体认。例如 there's been a growing awareness of the severity of global warming in the past decade. 过去十年来人们对于温室效应的严重性的体认越来越增加。或者是 the foundation's goal is to raise public awareness of the harm caused by smoking. 这个基金会的目标就是提升公众对吸烟造成的伤害的认知。接下来我们看 gender 这个名词， gender 是指性别。例如 the parents decided not to know their baby's gender till it's born. 这对父母决定在孩子诞生前都不要知道性别。或者是 gender bias still exists even in many so-called well-developed countries. 性别歧视在许多所谓的已发展国家中仍然存在。或者是 the gender ratio in this school is quite even. 这所学校男女生的比例很平均。
Well, thank you so much, Michelle. And now we're learning about the things that Annie Lennox stands for, okay? The things that she really cares about.This is the cause, right? The causes that she is behind. So we read here, Annie Lennox's career took another turn when she accepted an invitation from Nelson Mandela to visit South Africa in 2003. So what does that mean? Her career took a turn of some kind? She walking this direction and then she started walking this way?
Well, again, that's kind of the idea, but it's a little different.If your career takes a new turn or another turn, this just means that it begins a new course or direction. So something happens that causes your career to go in a different direction.
Okay, so it does have to do with direction.
Mm-hmm.
But we usually use it when we're talking about someone's career or their life path, right? So, for example, Rebecca, your life took a very interesting turn when you came to Taiwan, right?
It definitely took a very different turn when I moved here to Taiwan. But you know something? When you get married, your life takes a different turn too, doesn't it?
Yes, it certainly does, Rebecca. Speaking from experience, it will take a different turn. And you can make different decisions that will turn your life around, right? You take one turn one way.And take another turn another way. Sometimes we use the phrase to take a turn for the better or take a turn for the worse. For example, Rebecca's life hopefully took a turn for the better after she came to Taiwan.
Absolutely. I would say that my life definitely took a turn for the better when I moved here to Taiwan. Mm-hmm. And speaking of taking a turn for the better, Gabe, I know that your life took a turn for the better when you got married.
You're right about that. It's always taking a turn for the better. Well, friends, moving on from our personal experiences, we are talking about Annie Lennox here. Back to the lesson. Her career took another turn when she accepted an invitation from Nelson Mandela personally to visit South Africa. She was a guest of 46664, Mandela's HIV or AIDS Foundation, and saw the ugly reality of the disease. So, in other words, we could say she also saw the ugly truth of what this disease does.
And continuing on, since that time, Lennox has worked to raise awareness, especially regarding the high number of female victims. Now, if you raise awareness about something, that just means that you want to make other people aware of what is going on.
That's right. You want other people to notice that there is a problem. Mm-hmm. Maybe people didn't know it was a problem before, so you want to do something to raise awareness, especially regarding the high number of female victims. So, of course, HIV and AIDS has a lot of victims, but the majority in South Africa have been female. So it's not only about a medical issue, it's about human rights, she says, gender and social justice and behavior practices.
That's right. Now let's take a look at these words you mm-hmm. see here on the screen. Human rights. Now, what exactly are human rights? Now, I feel like nowadays the word rights or human rights is kind of a little confused.
What do you mean by
that? What do I mean by confused? I mean, everybody has certain rights. Mm-hmm. Like in America, people have certain rights, the right to speak, or they have the right to work, they mm-hmm. have the right to drive a car. But sometimes I feel like people confuse a right with a privilege.
Oh, right. I know what you're talking
about. You know
about.
What I mean?
Yes, of course. There are certain rights that everybody should have, like maybe the right to express your opinion, right? But, of course, some things could be a privilege. Maybe you need to earn the privilege to drive and to have a license if you want to drive on the road. Because if just everybody who wanted to drive could drive, there might be a lot more accidents. You have to earn a privilege, whereas everybody has certain rights.
Exactly. And of course, nowadays, other topics of conversation that definitely come up mm-hmm. might include the topic of abortion mm-hmm. or the topic of homosexuality. And a lot of people say that it is a human right, or they have a right to live a homosexual lifestyle, or some ladies think they have a right to abort their babies.
Okay, and sometimes this is referred to as equal rights mm-hmm. in different ways, right? Rebecca,
yes.
You know, here's a little question for you. Is a woman a human?
Yes, a woman is a human.
Of course, that seems like a very silly question.
Obviously,
you should think
yes.
it's a silly question. Now, is an unborn baby girl a human?
Absolutely.
Right. So, if this is human, if she is human, then she has human rights as well. So, friends, human rights, of course, can be a controversial issue. People can get angry talking about it from both sides, right? I think that's okay. It's important to have these kind of conversations or discussions.
That's right. And, of course, when you do have these discussions, I think it's very important to have the discussion in a nice way. Don't get angry at one another, because people will have a different opinion than yourself. Well, anyway, continuing on, of course, about Annie Lennox and how we read, it's not only about a medical issue, it's about human rights, gender and social justice and behavioral practices, she says.
Well, very nice.
Well, thank you so much, Gabe, for... You know, just thanks for listening.
Well, thanks for what a great phrase that
yeah.
the guys want to talk about, or some people would like to talk about in
the info cloud. Good save.
Hello. Hello, friends. Thanks for joining us on InfoCloud today.
Ken, you just used the sentence pattern we're going to be talking about today.
Oh, really?
Yes. Thank you for doing something.
Ah, sure. It is important to remember that when we're thanking someone for an action, we always use the ing form.
Yes. Thank you for explaining that.
Ah, good one.
Sometimes, though, instead of thanking someone for something they've done, we want to thank them for something, and we use a noun to convey that.
Yes, in that case, we use the pattern, thank you for the thing or noun.
Right. Thanks for the explanation.
See what she did there? Earlier, she thanked me for explaining, which is an action. But now, this time, she used the word explanation, which is the noun form of the word explain. So then she said, thanks for the explanation.
Friends, thank you for taking the time to join us today. And we encourage you to express thanks to the people in your life.
如果要谢谢某人，我们会说 thank you。但如果要进一步表达感谢什么 ,thank you 后面就要加上介系词 for。接下来我们有两个选择。一个是加上名词，比如说 thank you for the gift, thank you for the ride, thank you for dinner。另一个选择呢是接动名词。动名词的特点就是它的字尾一定是 ing。比如说 thank you for making dinner, thank you for inviting me to dinner, thank you for paying for dinner。下次当我们想要说谢谢时，可以试试看把要感谢的事情也一起表达出来。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 下次评论见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Thank you for joining us today. We are learning about Annie Lennox, who believes deeply in many things. She certainly has a lasting voice, and she has the platform to represent many people who are in need of help. For example, HIV or AIDS victims. And of course, she wants to speak out for them and help them improve their lives. But of course, she is a good communicator as well. Let's learn about her communication next.
Annie Lennox, a lasting voice. Communication. Though many see her as a celebrity, Lennox doesn't feel that she fits in with that crowd. What I am is a musician and a communicator, she offers instead. I want to make something that touches people and makes them feel something. There are times when Lennox feels that her voice, whether in song or speech, creates little effect. But I continue to draw strength and inspiration from the courageous people I've met who live with HIV. It seems Lennox will continue singing, not so much for fans as for the whole world.
OK， 继续我们看 communication 这个名词 ，com 这个字首是指共同的 ，mut 这个字根有交换的意思，所以 communication 就是指沟通或交流。这个时候是当不可数名词，例如 the training is to sharpen your communication skills， 这个训练就是要改善你的沟通技巧。communication 也可以指消息或者是信件，但是这个时候是一个可数名词。例如 since Susan's husband moved to another city to work, there have been frequent communications between the couple. 自从 Susan 的丈夫到另外一个城市去工作之后，他们夫妻之间就常有通信。最后我们看的是和 communication 也有相关的名词是 communicator 这个名词。OR 这个字尾是指人或者是者，所以 communicator 的意思就是指沟通者。 例如 a doctor must be a good communicator who listens carefully and expresses his or herself clearly. 因为好医生必须是一个很好的沟通者，能够仔细的听又能够清楚的表达。或者是 the director has always been a great communicator. He can move you with just images without speaking. 这位导演一直都是非常厉害的沟通者，他可以 不用说话，只用影像就可以打动你。And now let's get back to our teachers.
This next section is called communication. Though many see her as a celebrity, Lennox doesn't feel that she fits in with that crowd. So I guess many people see Lennox as someone who's really famous as a celebrity.
Well, exactly. But she doesn't feel like she fits in there.Let's take a look at that phrase. When you fit in to a certain crowd, that means that you are in the crowd and you seem to get along with everybody. It seems like you're part of that crowd and nothing is odd or unusual when you fit in with that crowd.
And of course, when I think of this phrase, it reminds me of schools.
Oh.
For example, I don't think that Casey ever really felt like she fit in with the kids at school.You know, maybe she did things differently, or maybe she thought she looked differently. So she never really felt like she fit in with the kids at school.
And most kids find at least a group of people that they can fit in with. But it's true, I have a friend like that as well from junior high and high school who never felt like she fit in anywhere, right? And that's not a good feeling. Of course, you like to feel like you fit in certain places. But it also is good to think about it.Why do you fit in certain ways? Are there certain behaviors that other people are doing? Mm-hmm. Maybe they shouldn't be doing these things. Maybe you shouldn't fit in with a certain crowd, right?
Sometimes it's best not to fit in with a particular crowd, especially as you were saying, if the crowd is doing things or saying things or acting in a way that's really not appropriate. Well, you know, when you move to a new country, it can actually take quite a bit of time for you to fit in.Or I should say, whenever you move anywhere, whether it's a new country, a new city, or a new place, it takes time to feel like you fit in to that new area. Well, we're talking about Lennox and how she doesn't really feel like she fits in with that crowd, that is, the celebrity crowd.
And that's the answer to the question I asked earlier.
Oh, really?
Yes, she feels like she doesn't fit into what crowd? The celebrity crowd. So she doesn't really feel like...celebrity in that sense of the word.
And Lennox says, what I am is a musician and a communicator, she offers instead. So she sees herself as a musician, someone who loves to sing, and of course, a communicator, that is someone who is communicating, or I guess sharing a particular message about something.
Right, and so she continues, I want to make something that touches people and makes them feel something.So she wants to make music or other things that move people and that make you feel something. Maybe you want to make a difference in your own life after you listen to what Annie Lennox has to share.
There are times when Lennox feels that her voice, whether in song or speech, creates little effect. No, or effect. And I think that probably a lot of musicians feel that way. They might perform something, but they don't necessarily feel like it's having the sameeffect that they really wanted to have.
But of course, if you're a celebrity, whether you're a singer or an actor or something else, of course you want to make a difference. You want people to feel that you have an effect, right? That you're changing their life in some way. Annie Lennox doesn't always feel that way, but she says, I continue to draw strength and inspiration from the courageous people I've met who live with HIV.So there are several people who have been infected with this disease, HIV, who are not just letting their lives waste away. They haven't become discouraged. They've actually been very brave and courageous. And she draws her strength from these kinds of people.
Now let's talk about this phrase, to draw strength from something. Now, of course, at some point in time, everyone's going to get tired. Everyone might even start to feel a little discouraged.But if you draw your strength from something, that means that that is the thing that helps to give you this new strength or this new hope. So, for example, for me,
yes,
I draw my strength from reading the Bible every day.
Mm-hmm.
It gives me an extra boost of energy and strength.
You know, many times in the Bible, God says, do not be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to remind us never to be afraid. He's always with us. I watched a story online about the guy with no arms and no legs, Nick Vujicic, and I draw strength from his story because he's overcome many obstacles. Who do you draw strength from?
Well, we read here, it seems Lennox will continue singing, not so much for fans, as for the whole world.
So, not so much for this person. That means not primarily or not mainly for fans, but she wants to sing and speak for the whole world. And right now it's time for us to enjoy a whole review skit.
Yes. Hey, what are you listening to?
Oh, sorry, I can't hear you.
What are you listening to?
Oh, I'm listening to music. It's the new album from Annie Lennox, Nostalgia.
Annie Lennox, she must be new.
No, not at all. She's a 62-year-old Scottish musician.
Wow, 62? And she's still singing?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, has her voice changed?
Not only her voice, but her circumstance, style, and heart.
Huh. Can I see that?
Oh.
Oh. So, she studied at the Royal Academy of Music? Does she sing classical music?
Far from it. She had a band, The Tourists, and then formed a duo called The Eurythmics. And then she embarked on two successful careers.
Really? What careers?
Solo artist and music producer.
Wow, so what music is she famous for? What style?
Well, her style has changed throughout the years. Punk and pop, and later more soul and jazz.
Well, how about her new album?
Well, Nostalgia is composed of jazz standards.
No doubt she's made important musical contributions.
Oh yeah, not only in music. Her career took another turn when she visited South Africa.
Wow, South Africa?
Yeah, she was a guest of Mandela's HIV/AIDS Foundation.
Oh, did she see the ugly reality of the disease there?
Yes, and since then, she's worked to raise awareness.
That's great. Does she continue to sing for her fans?
Not just for her fans, but for the whole world. Here, give a listen.
All right, friends. So again, what is something that you draw strength from? What inspires you?
That's a great question. Well, friends, thank you so much for joining us today, and we will see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.